with Martin Baxter.
What's been happening? A video surfaced or shared around on Twitter of a guy allegedly going 322 kilometers an hour on the R21 in Johannesburg. Now, when I saw this video, because I had to see it with my own eyes, and by the way, we'll post it for you, we'll share it along our social media. So many questions went through my mind. When do you get to drive that speed in Joburg?
In Joburg. And what, like, Mart, I don't know cars, so what kind of a car is this?
Also question, what kind of car is this that can go 322 k's an hour and it's not on a racing course?
Yes.
But where and how and when? Sure. I mean, if it happens maybe 3 o'clock in the morning on a Monday morning, you get it. This is during the day.
On a Saturday.
At 8 past 4. Now, even if you live in Joburg, you know, even on a Saturday.
Yeah, especially on a payday weekend, it's like bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Dude, where do you find the space? How dangerous is that? How stupid is that? You can't have control over a car going 322 k's an hour. Now, if you watch the video, and you can go and check it out on our social media, you'll hear the passenger, I say video. So, I say if you drive Larry Mutterfiets voorbij kom en dan jaag je aan Haljo. And then you chase after him, basically.
Gosh.
Like, come on already. Hey? 8:04 op Saterdagmiddag op die R21 in 322 km/h. Then I also saw a story that they are now, scientists have discovered a critical breakthrough for baldness after creating natural looking hair from stem cells. And I was like, is this a reason to rejoice?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing yes, but then people are telling me no. Bald men are sexier. Have you heard that?
Never.
There's a study. There are even studies that have proved that.
So praat ons van iemand wat, you know, when they bald, where there's no hair that can grow, or we're talking about someone that goes cheesecop?
No, a lot of guys, when they start losing their hair, they just decide
just
to shave.
Just take everything
so
off.
So they go for, what is that actor's name? Statham.
Yes.
The Jason Statham.
Well, if you put him on the table, I could, you know.
Okay.
Let me just see here.
Yeah, you see.
There's it.
I think Alma's a man is ook a big ee on the haarloose kant.
Yes.
Alma's you daar?
Ja, ik is hier zo.
Now I have your attention.
Now she's joining us. She didn't want to talk about the cricket in South Africa. But
I was here the whole time.
And then talk about bald men, then she's
and
there.
And she's like, hey.
Yeah.
Yes. Just a quick one. Bald men, yes or no? What are you going to have to say, yes?
Well, obviously a big fat yes.
Is that one of the reasons? Was your husband on the baldy side when you met, or did it happen?
Yeah, nee, kyk, ja, die lapa was al dun geweest. Ek denk hy het op 24 al meeste van sy hare verloor, en ek het hom ontmoet toe hy 25 was.
Oh, so you were there.
Yeah, nee. I was there from, you know, he still had hair when I met him, but he shaved it shortly after, and I certainly prefer the shaved version.
So, quick poll, ladies. Bald men versus hairy men.
A man, but kaalkop is baie sexy, maar as hy 'n party frikadelkop het, dan moet hy eerder hare hê.
Okay, can we unpack that for a moment? What are we talking here?
Oh, wow.
A party frikadel kop.
A klein koppies is a party frikadel.
A klein koppies is a party frikadel.
Oh, wow.
Not at all.
Martin, die pere maak jy voel.
What?
So, I like a guy who has hair on his head, but he can be bald in all the other places.
Alrighty, wow. Then.
Too early. Mm-hmm. Too early.
Mm-hmm. Goeiemôre, Jonia. A bald man, definitely. And as hy nog 'n bokkie het, awesome. Kyk maar vir Jason Statham byvoorbeeld. Absolutely. Bald man all the way.
Good morning, team. Hope you all are doing well and keeping warm. Thank you so much for the lovely show. It's a definite yes me for bald man. My hubby is also bald. But just an interesting fact is that actually the mom carries the bald gene. She gives it over to her son. So it's all mommy's fault.
Oh, you see why you kept your hair.
Or. But now what about my brother? Oh. Not so much. No, he still has hair, but not as much.
Not as much.
Shucks.
How do you guys feel about
Dr.
Phil?
What did I give Aiden?
Questions. Why didn't you just give Aiden your study? Go talk about that.
My favorite show in the world is Generant FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Love you, the show.
Good morning. You never know what's going to happen.
Start your day with a surprise.